Mami.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Dalid, and we're starting at the Mishnah, which is approximately a quarter from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, we're now beginning to go through the entire Seder, and we're going Kis Seder, meaning we're going from the beginning of the Seder until we conclude at the end of the Seder. So what's the first thing we do at the Seder? We take, of course, the first kois, and we make Kiddush. Somebody please mute your phones. All our good friends from London, please mute your phones. Our English friends from London, please mute your phones. Thank you. Zok the Mishnah. Mozgu loy kois rishoin. They poured the first kos of the Arba Koises, upon which we're going to make Kiddush. The question is, what is the Seder? What is the order of the Kiddush? Meaning, there are two principal brachas that we make at the Kiddush. One is the bracha Bori Priya Gofen, excuse me, and the other one is the bracha that concludes with Mekadish Yisrael the Hazman. Yes, there's also Shehechiyonu, but we're not focusing on that at this point. So, the question is, do we make the Bori Priya Gofen first, or do we make the Mekadish Yisrael the Hazmanim first? Emerson, as we'll see in the Gemara, this is not just a question that affects us on Seder night. Every single Shabbos, we have this Shiloh. Do we start off the Kiddush with Borer Priya Gofen and continue on until we finish Mekadesh HaShabbos? Or should we do the second Broch of Mekadesh HaShabbos first and the Borer Priya Gofen second? And you're wondering to yourself, who would go and make the Kiddush upside down or backwards? Well, the answer is, in fact, it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And as the Gemara is going to conclude, and as we know, generally, when you have machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we follow Beis Hillel. But until we get to the answer, we have to know the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai omrim mevorech al hayoyim v'achkach mevorech al hayayim. Which means, according to Beis Shammai, you reverse the order of the two brachos that we make always in Kiddush. You start off with, on a regular Shabbos, you would start off with a second bracha with which we conclude Mekadesh Shabbos. And on the Seder night, you're going to start with the second bracha, which concludes and begins Baruch Atah Hashem, Akeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Bachar Banu, etc. Mikol Amim. Anyway, Mikol Om. Etc., etc., and we finish at the end, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. So Beis Shammai says that second bracha al hayoyim on the day of Pesach, meaning the fact that it's now Pesach, we make that bracha first, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and after that we make the Bori Priya Gofen. First you make the Bori Priya Gofen, and then after that you go and do the Asher Bachar Banu Mikolom, etc., and conclude Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and then of course we have the, this year we're going to have Yaknehus, we also have Havdalah and the Ner, as well with the Zman. We're only focusing on these two brachas, Bori Priya Gofen and the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Zok di Gemara, the same machlokes that we just said now by Erev Pesach, we already found in Masechtas Brachos. In Masechtas Brachos, there is a Mishnah, couple of Mishnayos, where they enumerate the machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel b'Seuda. And this is one of them, and our Gemara doesn't go through the entire list, it just goes through the same machloikas that we just had in our Mishnah, Tanur Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai, Ubein Beis Hillel b'Seuda, the machloikas in about the various rules and regulations or practices that we have at the Seuda, Machloik Bisham Bisil. So the first one that our Gemara enumerates, the first one which is enumerated in the Braisa and in the Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos, we're only going to go through the first one. Beishamai oimim mavarach alayoyim v'yachach mavarach alayayin. Why? Mneish hayoyim goyrim liyayin sheyovoy ukvar kiddush hayoyim v'adayin yayin loyba. So as we'll see in the Gemara, another couple of lines, Beishamai now has given us two separate reasons why Beis Shammai is right, that you're supposed to, on a regular Shabbos, make first the second bracha, meaning the bracha which concludes with Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then you're supposed to make the bracha of the Borei Pri HaGofen. Aha. What are the two reasons? Number one, Menesha Hayoim Goyrem Leyayin Shiyovai. Explains the Rishbam. Under normal circumstances, you would go and sit down at a meal. First you would go and wash on the bread, or on Shabbos you'd wash for the challah, and then you'd start eating, and at some point during the meal people would go and bring wine to drink. Why would you go and drink wine before you washed, before you went and made men, before you ate bread or you ate challah on Shabbos? The reason is because you're welcoming the Shabbos by making Kiddush. So therefore says Beishamai, the reason why I'm taking wine at this point, pre-washing the Tilas Yadayim, is solely because it's Shabbos. So it's Hayoim Goyrim Liyayin Shiyovai. The reason why I'm holding up this Kiddush cup with the Kiddush and the wine in it is because it's Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos is the Goreim, it's the cause for bringing the wine. So first go and talk about Mekadosh Shabbos, and then talk about the wine. So that's reason number one. Reason number two. Typically, when you're coming home, I'm not talking about during the summer months where many people make Shabbos early, but normally under regular circumstances, and even if you make Shabbos early, the point is, it's already Shabbos by the time you come home and are ready to go and make Kiddush, because even if you're making Shabbos early, but you've made Shabbos early, so it's Shabbos already, you davened already in Shul, you already said Mekadosh Shabbos in Shemoneh Esrei, so you already Mekabel Shabbos, and now you come home, only now are you taking the wine out of the wine cellar or the refrigerator or wherever you store your wine, and now you're bringing it to the table for purposes of making Kiddush. So Kiddush, by definition, precedes the bringing of the wine. I mean, you could put the wine on the table already 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday. You could do that. But there's no inyan of drinking wine at that time. Inyan of wine only begins after Shabbos begins. So therefore, Kvar Kiddush Hashoyim, Shabbos has already started, the Yayin hasn't even arrived yet. So those are two solid reasons, says Beishamai, why we make the Mekadosh Shabbos first, and we make the Boirei Pri HaGofen second. And again, the same thing applies to our Mishnah on Pesach. Like our custom, that we make the Boirei Pri HaGofen first, and then we make the bracha al yoyim, meaning Mekadosh Shabbos. Why? Nishayayin goreim lekiddushati omer. If there was no yayin, what happens if a person doesn't have wine? And Rishbam adds, and he has no pas, he has no bread, or he has no challah. Then you can't go and make Kiddush. The only reason why you can make Kiddush is because you have yayin there on the table. So yayin is the medium which will allow you to go and make the Kiddush. So therefore, go and appreciate the fact that you have the yayin by making a Boirei Pri HaGofen first. And then subsequently, then you're going to go and make the bracha on the Kiddush itself, meaning Mekadosh Shabbos. So that's reason number one. Menisha yayin gurn lekiddush etiyom. Dovarach enoch apshat says Beisil. Birchas yayin tadira. Ubirchas yayin ainet tadira. Tad v'sheine tadir, tadir koidim. As we all know, there's a very famous rule of tad v'sheine tadir. Tadir means something which is frequent. And ainet tadir is something which is not frequent. The frequent act comes before the infrequent act. How do we know that? Says Rishbam, based on a pasuk that we're going to lay in Yad Hashem on Pesach and every single day of Pesach in Parshas Pinchas. It says when we bring the korban musaf, we say in the pasuk milvad oilas haboiker asher li oilas hatomid tasu es eila, and then many places they say ko eila. Anyway, the pshat in our Gemara, again, this is quoted by Rishbam, is since it says in the pasuk that I bring this korban musaf milvad, in addition to the oilas haboiker, the tomid shel shachar, and then the pasuk adds on asher le'oilas hatomid, the oilas haboiker, which is part or which is also known as the oilas hatomid. After all, we have two oilas tomid every day: the tomid shel shachar and the tomid shel beinu arboyim. So this is the oilas haboiker shel oilas hatomid, and in addition to that, we bring the musaf and the karb musaf, all of those which are enumerated in Parshas Pinchas. Is Oktimar, what do I need the Asher Le'oilas HaTamid for? It would be simple and more succinct simply to say that I bring the Karban Musaf Milvat Oilas HaBoiker, that it's in addition to the original Oilas HaBoiker that I brought that morning. What do I need? Asher le'oides ha'tamid. The oides ha'tamid comes to tell you that anything which is tamid, tamid in this sense is similar to the word tadir, that is brought on an ongoing, frequent basis, that goes first. So here too, since when it comes to yayin, there are many that have the custom to drink wine every single day. Now it's true, nowadays most people don't drink wine as a daily beverage, because they have other types of beverages, other types of juices, sodas, and whatnot. That's true. But nevertheless, you can, and many people do drink wine during the week, if not frequently, but at least sporadically. Masha Enken, you can only make Kiddush once a week, Friday night. Yes, you can make Kiddush Shabbos morning too, but then you don't say Mekadosh Shabbos, you only have the Borei Pri HaGofen. And that being the case, Mekadosh Shabbos that you make, that bracha is only once weekly. The Birchas HaYayin, theoretically, could be multiple times in one day, or at least once a day, or two or three times a week. So anyway, that you have the Todir, and this is the Eina Todir, Todir Eina Todir, Todir Koidem, that's the second reason given by Beis Hillel. Why the Birchas HaYayin comes first, and the Birchas HaKiddush comes second. And we paskin like Beis Hillel, and of course that is our custom as well, both on Leil Shabbos, Friday nights, as well as every Yom Tov, as well as Seder night. Now the question is, my Dover Acher, why was it necessary for Beis Hillel to add the Dover Acher about the Todir, v'sheine Todir, Todir Koidim? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because since Beis Shammai started off with two reasons, remember, we started off the Gemara Beis Shammai Omrim, Mavarach Alayayim, V'yakach Mavarach Alayayim. Why? Number one, Sheyayim Goyrim Layayim Sheyavai. The reason why we're making a bracha on the wine is solely and exclusively because it's Kiddush L'Kovid Shabbos. Otherwise, normally we would have washed first and then we would have drunk sometime later on during the meal. So, therefore, we have to go and give credit to the Yoyim too, Shabbos. And number two, because Kvar Kiddush Yoyim, because Shabbos already began 10 minutes ago, a half an hour ago, an hour ago, and now I'm finally making Kiddush Ala Yayin, so we have to go and give kovet to Shabbos that came first. So those are two solid reasons of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel only gave one reason. What was the reason that Beis Hillel gave? The only reason why I'm making Kiddush is because there's wine. If I didn't have wine, and if I didn't have pas, I couldn't make Kiddush. So therefore, Yayin comes first. If I would stop over there and not bring the Dover Acher, then Beis Shammai L'Choyre would win. It would be two against one. Says Yimar, Beis Shammai gives two good reasons. The Beis Hillel is only giving one reason, and therefore we should go in favor of Beis Shammai in this machlokas. That's the reason why we bring the Dover Acher, to say no, it's tied. Beis Shammai has two good reasons, and Beis Hillel has two good reasons. That's the second reason of the Dover Acher. Like we said a couple of lines ago, we passed it like Beis Hillel. Frank Timara. Pshit, of course we know we pass like Beis Hillel. Don nofik baskoil. There's another Gemara Masechtas Erevin, which we learned not too long ago, where it says that after all the machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we typically paskin like Beis Hillel, because a baskoil came out from Shemayim to say, Allah kedir Beis Hillel. Now that being the case, so why do we have to repeat it here? We know automatically, unless the Gemara says elsewhere, otherwise, we always pass like Beis Hillel and finished. What do we need to go and say it again? Zakti Yomara, Ibo Yisei Mekaidim Baskol. This decision was made before the Baskol came down Min HaShemayim. In other words, there were many machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, like we have throughout Shas. This particular machloikis about Mavarach HaLayayin and Mavarach HaLayayin already preceded the Baskol, which said that we decide in all cases like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. So that's the reason why we say it over here, because it's prehistoric, before that historical Baskol. In fact, it was after that Baskol came out. For Rabbi Yeshua, it goes to Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Ein Mashkicham Be Baskol. Who is this Rabbi Yeshua? This Rabbi Yeshua, says Rishbam, is referring to the famous case that we had back in Masechtas Bava Metzia that was talking about the Tanur Shel Achnoi. Tanur Shel Achnoi was a tanur, an oven, which was manufactured in parts, something similar to the Lego pieces that you find that the children play with when they put together houses and whatever they're playing with their toys. So this oven was not one piece, it was multiple pieces. And as a result, there was a big machloikis between the Chachmei Yisrael. What din does it have if, for instance, one of the pieces became Tamei? Would the entire Tanner become Tamei? Or would you look upon each piece as an individual piece and not part of this much larger Tanner? A famous machloikis, Reb Lezer and the other Chachamim. Reb Lezer was very, very strong in his statement. The Chachamim were very much opposed to Reb Lezer on this. And the Gemara says some very, very dramatic statements where Reb Lezer said, What does all that mean? That Amasamayim Yechicho, outside the Besmedish that they were learning, there was a stream which, since Sheshes Mei Breishes, was going, for instance, north to south in that direction. Said Reb Lezer, Amasamayim Yechicho, the Amasamayim should show that I'm right. And guess what happened? For the first time in history, the stream started going upstream instead of downstream. Instead of from north to south, it went from south to north. The Chachom said, you don't listen to Amasamayim. Well, Kaisim is a manager Yechicho. Kaisim is a manager Yechicho means the walls of this great holy learning place, they should go and show whether I'm right or wrong. And then a second later, the walls of the Besmedish started going caving in. And then the Chacham said, stop, stop, stop. We don't want Chas Hashem and Shabbali Day Sakana. Then finally, the Gemara says that a baskal came out from Mishamayim, that Reb Lezer was right, and Reb Yeshua said, Ein Mashgichim Bebaskal. The decisions about the Torah we make down here, we don't make upstairs. It's a very simple story, but it's very, very profound. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, has said, not only do I give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, but I give the power of decision, who's right and who's wrong, and what the halacha is. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I give that to you, Klal Yisrael, you make all of the decisions. Anyway, since Rabbi Shua said in that case, Ein Mashgichim Bebaskal, as a result, L'chayr doesn't only apply to the Baskoil in the times of Reb Lezer and the Tana Shel Achnoi. It's a generic statement. The Torah is decided down below, and it's not decided by the Malachim. It's not decided by the Bez and Shulmala. We got to make those decisions. That being the case, even though there was a Baskoil that came out and said we favor Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, says Reb Shua, ignore that. Every case is on its own merits. We have to decide down below. That's why the Gemara said, Talocha is Kid Beisel. Okay, so we've now finished Kiddush on Seder night. What's the next thing that we do? So the Mishnah is going to tell us, we're going to bring in what we call today the Karpas. And Zok the Mishnah, Heviu Lefonov, now they're bringing in Mitabel Bachazeres. Now the Lashon of the Mishnah is a little bit out of the ordinary, because Mitabel, you dip into, it sounds like you dip into the Chazeres. Chazeres is one of the five minim of Morar, and today we call it Chasa, or romaine lettuce. That's by popular belief and custom, that's what the Chazeres is referring to, romaine lettuce. You never dip anything into romaine lettuce, you take the romaine lettuce and you dip it into something else. So Rashi, Rishbam, Rashi, everybody points out that the word metabel b'chazeres is lav dafka. We mean that we take the chazeres and we are metabel it, that we dip it. Now, you'll all recall that we do not dip the chazeres, again the chazeres being one of the five murars, we don't do that at the outset of the Seder night right after Kiddush, but rather we only get to the murar after the matzah, much, much later on, depending on how many Torahs each one of your family members says, and how long you sing the Manishtana and all the other Zmiras. So it could be 2 or 3 hours later, till we finally get to the Mara. So this Metal B'Chazeres, the Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis, is Lav Davka Chazeres. We're really talking about any type of vegetable, and in fact, even today, there are different customs as to which vegetable people use for the karpas. Many people use radish. Many people use potatoes. I've heard about people using celery. I think some people use carrots. Anyway, whatever your custom is, whatever your community's custom is. So the words metal b'chazeres means that you go and dip, not chazeres necessarily, but rather yirokos, meaning a type of vegetable, whatever your custom is. Now, why does our Mishnah, in fact, use the expression metal b'chazeres if chazeres only comes later on in the meal? And in Yetshem, the Gemara will address that on the Amud Beis. And for those of you that are so curious that you cannot wait until the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us we're talking about a person that didn't have any other vegetables. The only vegetable that he had was the Marer vegetable, and therefore he's going to have to use that twice. One at the outset for Karpas, and one later on for the Marer. As we'll see in Yetshem as we get into the Amud Beis. Good. So, you now, first thing that you do is you metabol the chazeres, again the karpas, and you metabol it, you dip it. What do you dip it in? So both Reshbam and Toisis go to pains to tell us we're not talking about the charoises yet. We're not putting in the charoises. As we all know, the custom today is to go and take the karpas and to dip it into salt water. But I might have thought, since we're talking about Betabel B'chazeres, we're talking about... No, we're not up to Charoises yet, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to get to that shortly. If you look at the Toisus, which begins Betabel B'chazeres, shortly before the wide lines, Betabel B'chazeres, Toisus Kolema, halfway down, the Yomid more or less, Betabel B'chazeres Kolema, Oichel HaChazeres B'tibel. Oh, you eat the Chazeres by immersing it. So it's not that you immerse something or you dip something into chazeres, but you eat the chazeres by immersing or dipping it into a tibul. K'moisha ha-shamis metabel b'nei me'ayin, like we had earlier on a few days ago in the Gemara, that the shamis, he takes the b'nei me'ayin of the animal and he's metabel and he dips it into some sort of sauce or dip, and that's why he eats it. V'chein metabel b'yirokos. Same thing as when we say metabel b'yirokos, doesn't mean that we go and dip it into Yerokas, but we're taking the Yerokas and we are dipping them. Now skip two lines. We're not talking about Charoises now. We're not even talking about the Charoises yet. Kiditani Sefer, like the Mishnah will continue. The Charoises wasn't even on the table yet. The Ein Zerai, Doktani Hocha Chazeres, etc. But rather, what do you go and table it into? So, the first wide line of Toises, Umiu Heichasha, Tibul Rishain, have the Shari Yerokos. When you are, in fact, not using Mora, but you're using Shari Yerokos, like the potatoes, or the radishes, or the celery, Ein Zerach Lipa Becharoises, Ela Oy Bechoymitz, either in vinegar, Oy Bemayim Umelach, Kemoisha Yenoyeg Rebenetam, which is our minig as well, as you know, to go and put it into salt water. So therefore, getting back to our Mishnah again, don't get misled. The Hevi Lefan Metal Chazeres means that you are now taking for the first item the Karpas. Ad Shemagia Leparperes Apas. Because only later on are we going to bring Chazeres for purposes of Parperes. Parperes means a secondary food that you typically eat with the primary food. In this case, the primary food is the matzah. The pas is referring to the matzah. And the paperis is referring to the marar. Now, the reason why the marar is called paperis is because you eat it after the matzah. And we know it says in the pasuk, al matzois umroirim yechlu. Matzois first, marar second. That's why it's called a paperis. Look at the next toy swiss, ach magila paperis apas. Paperis kori hamorar. Parperis is a reference to the marisha oichel acher hamatzah. After you finish the matzah, you eat the mor. That's the parperis that we're talking about in the Mishnah. So getting back to the Mishnah again. After the kos of yayin that we had in the first Mishnah, up above, now we take the karpas and we go and dip it into the salt water. And ad shemagia, eventually you'll have that chazeres again as a parperis to the pas, as secondary to the matzah. Later on, after you wash, you're going to eat the mar. Now, at this point, says the Mishnah, Heviu Lefanov, they brought in matzah v'chazeres v'charoises v'shnei tavshilin. Afal pisha ein charoises mitzvah. So, the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah is structured, reminds us of the custom in the good old days, that they didn't have the large tables that we have today, but rather everybody had their own little tishala, their own little table. that was in front of them. And what the Mishnah is telling us is that now they brought in the kara. Initially they just had the wine, and then they brought in the karpas, and now we feel fun of they brought in the large kara like we have today, the Seder plate, and that included the matzah, and the chazeres, which is the morar, the charoises, in which we dip the morar, ushnei tafshilin. Shnei tafshilin is a reference, as we'll see in the Amud Beis in the Yetzer Shem, to the Zeroya and the Beya, like we have on our Seder plates. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't tell us that is because we'll see, in fact, on the Amud Beis, there'll be a big machloikis as to exactly what those two tafshilin are. But again, our custom today, as everybody knows, is the Zeroya and the Beya.
So if there were small tishalas, they had small families?
No, they could have had 28 guests, and everybody had a small tishla in front of them.
Gotcha.
28 tables.
They used a smaller version of a table for
everyone individually. Everybody had their own individual table. Such a nice cocktail table, folding table, folded, whatever. Good, no problem. Says the Mishnah, they brought a chazer charoises, aval pish ein charoises mitzvah. Even though charoises is not a mitzvah, and the Gemara is going to ask, if charoises is not a mitzvah, so why are you bringing it to the table? You know, leave it in the refrigerator, leave it in the kitchen. Why are you bringing it? And it blows with a tzaddik, in fact, says, it is a mitzvah. And we'll see mitzvah in the Gemara, what's the machloikis, why we have charoises, why we don't have charoises. When the Beis Mikdash was standing, in addition to all of the foregoing, they also brought an actual piece of Karban Pesach, or the whole Karban Pesach, and they had it there for the whole Chabura to see, and of course to eat all the way at the end, when we eat the Afrikot. Okay, Zokti Mai. Amarish Lakish, Zokrish Lakish. We've said in our Mishnah that we're eating the Chazeres twice. We're eating the Chazeres at the beginning with Tibul, by dipping it into the, like Toysa said, into the salt water, and then subsequently we're going to eat it a second time after the matzah. Now, if you've eaten the chazeres already the first time, why do you have to go and eat it the second time? Mara is bitter enough. Why do you have to eat mara twice? So Issa Meres says, Rish Lakish, our Mishnah is telling us a very important rule, that mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. When you want to be mekayim a mitzvah, you cannot do it by rote, absent-mindedly. Each time you have to mechaven, I am doing this l'shem, this mitzvah. And as you know, at the Seder night, many have the custom to go and say, before each one of the mitzvahs, hinni muchan mezuman, hayiratzayin, to go and say, I'm doing this specifically for the purpose of being mekayim the mitzvah of the mitzvah of the matzah, the mitzvah of the mor. See, to me, mechavin, exactly what you're doing. Mitzvah tzrichos kavanah. Says Rish Lakish, what's the raya? Because came and the loy be'idon chiyuva demorahu the ochalei. Since when he eats the initial chazeres in our Mishnah, that mor, that he is toivling, that he is dipping into the dip, into, in our case, into the salt water. What bracha do you make at that point? Since the chazeres is a vegetable, you make a broyre priu adama. Since when he's eating that initial moror, which is to mekayim the minog of karpas, the broyre priu adama hu di ochalei, he only makes the broyre priu adama, he doesn't make the al achiles moror. And it's very possible when he was eating it, he didn't even have in mind the maror. That's why you got to do it a second time, the shame maror, after eating the matzah, because he didn't have in mind the first time. If you're going to tell me a mitzah doesn't require kavanah, why does he have to go through the motions a second time? After all, it's still nice and fresh. After all, he already ate mara once. Why do you have to eat a mara a second time? And therefore says Rish Lakish, I'll tell you why you have to eat the mara a second time and dip it again. All of that is because of the fact that I'm afraid that the first time that he eats it, he's not going to be mechaven l'shem mara. If he's not going to be mechaven, he's not going to be yotzei. Mitzvah tzrichos kavanah. And that's why you have to go and eat it a second time.
So what do they think? That he's going to be mechaven to what?
Mechaven to mekayim the mitzvah of mara.
Right, but why has he the second time? Because the first time he wasn't mechaven.
First time he was not. Second time he will be.
So what was he doing? He was daydreaming, or in his mind was wandering?
It's a very good question. Remember that the reason why he's eating this mar at the outside of the seuda is not for the purposes of mar; it's for the purpose of the custom of karpas. As the Gemara will tell us shortly, why didn't he eat at that point potatoes or radishes or celery or carrots or whatever your custom is? Why did he eat the mar? The Gemara is going to tell us shortly, because he didn't have any other vegetables. That's the only thing that he had. So therefore, he already used that for a karpas substitute or alternative. But he could have had in mind, you know what? Once I'm eating it already, no, I have in mind the karpas mit the mar. But he didn't have in mind for the mar. He only had in mind for the karpas. Says Rish Lakish, that being the case, you got to eat the mar over again. Don't eat it now. You'll eat it after the matzah. Al matzah sumrayim yichlu. You could have been yotze already. And in fact, had he said, hinni mucharam zuman, I want to go and eat the mar, he wouldn't have to go and repeat it again, according to Rish Lakish. The reason why he has to do it a second time is because he didn't have in mind for purposes of mar. It's good. Yes. That's what Rish Lakish says. You're very welcome. But now the Gemara says, what's the raya mimai? We're on the seventh or eighth line from the top, in the middle of the line. Mimai, dilmali oila mitzvahs, ain't tzrichas kavanah. Maybe the truth, you do not have to be mechavim. When you do a mitzvah, even if you had no kavanah whatsoever, you're still yotze. Ah, you asked the question, trei tibuli lomili, why did you have to go and toivle twice, just do it once? After all, he ate mara, he ate the whole shear of mara, what's the problem? The reason why we eat karpas, in fact, at the Seder night, is to go and have the children begin to ask questions. Now, what questions will children ask? The children are going to ask, we know Tati and Mami, Zaidi, Babi, Daddy, Mami, Grandpa, Grandma. We know that whenever we eat a meal, the first thing we do is we go and wash, and then we eat the bread or the challah, and after that they start bringing in the appetizers and the hors d'oeuvres and the dips and the dat and the dum, ba-da-dum. Okay, I know that we made the Kiddush al Yain first. Okay, that I remember from every Friday night. Yes, I understand that. We want to greet the Shabbos King, the Shabbos Queen. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We did that before the washing. But why are we now, before washing, eating these pieces of potato, pieces of radish? And I'm not even supposed to go and eat a full kazayis, because it'll be a ganze shaila about making a bracha achrayna. So I eat up a halva kazayis. What's the purpose of all that? I'll eat that later on. Again, so that the children should go and ask, Manishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylas. So that being the case, says the Gemara, what's the raya reish lokish that mitzvah strichas kavana? It could be mitzvahs ain't strichas kavana. The reason why we do it twice. One time, meaning the second time, it's mekayim, the mitzvah of marar. And the first time we do it is to get the kids to stay up and to go and ask all types of inquisitive questions. What's going on? That's L'choira, says the Gemara, a raya against Rish Lakish. Not a raya, but it's an answer to Rish Lakish. You have no raya that mitzvah Sriches Kavana. It could be mitzvah Ein Sriches Kavana. And the reason why we do the Trei Tibuli, the two times that we eat it, is because of the Tanaikis. Says now the Gemara, in defending Rish Lakish, V'chitayim, maybe you're going to go and tell me, M'kein Lishma'inan, Shar Yerokois, then why does the Mishnah give us this very unusual case that they used for karpas, chazeres, morar? Why doesn't the Mishnah go and tell us the traditional, normal case, that you had other vegetables and you used those for the karpas? And tell us the reason why we eat that karpas at the outset is to go and cause the children, to provoke the children to ask, Tati, Daddy, why are we eating these yirokas? Why are we dipping it in? What's this salt water all about? What are these yirokas all about? What is this karpas business? Says the Gemara, if that's the case, why does the Mishnah have to go and tell us two times chazeres? Is the Chayyur Rish Lakish is right? Rish Lakish says that the purpose of our Mishnah is to tell us a mitzvah striches kavana, that if you're eating maror in the form of a karpas alternative, then you're not thinking about maror. That's why you have to eat a maror a second time. And that's why the Mishnah Dafka didn't tell us about eating of the karpas through other vegetables, because he wants to tell us mitzvah strich kavana. Says Imar no nishkaraya. Iash minishayirokas. If the Mishnah would have told us the case by other vegetables, have a minahecha de ikashayirokas, who'd be in and trei tibuli? I might have thought that only in the case where the karpas is being eaten through another vegetable, not through morel, but through potatoes or through radishes, then you go and do your initial tibul, that you're going to dip it into the salt water. However, if you do not have other vegetables, the only thing you have, unfortunately, is morer. It's a very bitter life, which is symbolized by the bitter morer. And he's eating Neboth the morer twice, one for karpas and one for later on. I would think, maybe you don't have to go and eat it twice with two immersions and two dips. Just do one, because after all, why do you have to do a chazoris ashir? You have to go and do chazoris. The chazoris achazeres, he already had one time chazeres. Kamash malon da fila chazeres beinan trei tibuli, that even by chazeres, even more you gotta eat it twice, kehechdel hevi behekeiro litinaikas. So bottom line is, the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, you have no raya. It could very well be the mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. The reason why we eat chazeres twice, it's not because you weren't mechavin the first time. You could have been, you should have been, you would have been. No, nothing to do with that. The reason why we do it twice is to go and cause the tinoikis, to provoke them to go and ask questions. So why didn't the Mishnah tell us in the normal traditional case we had karpas first and more later on? To go and tell you noch achidish. Solkadaita chamina, when would you go and say have two? Have karpas and later on moror, if they're two separate minim. But if you don't have any other min for karpas, the only thing you have is mar. Look, maybe you should only eat it once. Why do you have to have it twice? Oh, that's what the Mishnah's coming to tell you. You always have two times. One at the outset, one later on. The one later on is always going to be for the mar. And the one at the outset, whether it happens to be carrots, or potatoes, or radishes, celery, or marar, is all for the purpose of heker hatenoikes. And if you have no raya, whether mitzvah striches kavana, or ain't triches kavana. V'oid, not only Reish Lakish, don't you have a raya, but I will bring you a befeidish a brisa, just the opposite of Reish Lakish. Push in the brisa v'oid tanya, ochlon demai. What happens if you ate your maror and you didn't give truma isa maiser, or at least you didn't give maiser? To my typically people gave truma, they didn't go and give the maiser. Now it's true that Meiser on Morar is only Drabanan. It's certainly not Dog and Tirosh V'Yitzar, so it doesn't have a Chiyav Deiris. But Midrabanan, it's like any other vegetable, you have to go and give Meiser in Eretz Yisrael. Now what happens if you bought your Morar from an Amo Aretz, and you don't know when the Amo Aretz gave Meiser or not, so that's called Demai, and the Chachila, you have to go and give your own Meiser from the Demai, even though Roiv Amo Aretz Ma'asrenhein, but since it was a percentage that didn't, you gotta be machmir. But what happens if you forgot to go and give the maaser before yontiv, and ochlin demai, you ate it demai, yotze, b'diavad yoyotze. Don't do that for chetchila, but b'diavad yoyotze. Okay, that we brought that first part of the brisa, that's really unrelated to what we are discussing. But what we are discussing continues on the brisa, ochlin beloy miskaven. What happens if you ate the maror and you were not thinking about eating mar? You just ate it because you like the taste of mar. So most people do not like the taste of chrein, but since we are talking about until now chazeres, and chazeres is usually understood as meaning romaine lettuce, a lot of people eat romaine lettuce on a daily basis as part of their daily salad. So you could might eat that marar without even thinking that it's marar. Just, you know, you just eat it, and you're hungry, and you eat it, and you eat a piece of salad. If that's the case, are you yoitza? Says the price, yes. Even blow miskaven your yotza. So that's clearly not like Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said at the top of the Amin Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana, and we're saying the price, no, you don't have a vav, you should be mechavin. It goes without saying. But if you were not mechavin, your yotza. So just the opposite of Reish Lakish. And the price continues on, ochel chatzoin ulzi yotza. What happens if you didn't eat all of the morer in one shot? You have to eat a kazayis of morer. And as you know, many people today are makbid, they have all different types of ways of showing what the size of the lettuce happens to be, and if you're eating the stalks, and if you're eating the leaves, and if you're eating chrein, how many fluid ounces does it fill up? And gamsa maisa, you have to have a kazayis of morer. What happens? You didn't eat it at all in one setting, or one sitting. You had first a half a kazayis, and then you had another half a kazayis. Are you yotze? Says the brisa, yes, but What's yes, but you are yoytzef eating in two separate segments, two separate sittings, but it's got to be b'vachlo yishe ben achilu lachaber to yoytz mechtei achilas pras. It's got to be toich achilas pras, toich achilas pras. And machloik is exactly how long that is. Most people say it's somewhere between 4 minutes and 9 minutes, depending which poskim you ask or which svarim you look up. So within a few minutes, you have to eat the both halves, and then they are mitztarev together. Okay, so bottom line is this price is said that even if you're not mechaven, you're yotze. But Reish Lakish said mitzvah tzriches kavana, and otherwise you're not yotze. Everything more tanoi, says Reish Lakish. In fact, it's a machloikis. The sani Rabbi Yosi Oimer, alva pisha tibel b'chazeres, even though you already used the chazeres the first time for purposes of the karpas, like we had in our Mishnah, mitzvah lahavi lefanav chazeres v'charoises v'shnev tafshilin, nevertheless, it's still a mitzvah to bring the chazeres a second time, and to eat it a second time, mit charoises, and the other two tafshilin, etc. Okay, so what does it say in that price? It says in the price that even though you had it the first time, mitzvah to bring it a second time, oh, says Reish Lakish Araya to me, why are you bringing it the second time? Mitzvah strichas kavana. What's the raya? Vakati mi mai dumet kosova Rabbi Yosi mitzvahs ain't strichas kavana. V'hai debina treti bulik yehechadet hevi hekere letanaikis, like we said before. What's your raya, Reish Lakish, that you have one tana that holds like you? This price, Rabbi Yosi, doesn't say anything like you. All it says is that even though you already ate moror in the clothing of karpas, it's a mitzvah to go and eat it a second time. I'll tell you why it's a mitzvah to eat a second time. Not because you weren't yotzei moror the first time. You were yotzei moror the first time. The reason why you do it a second time is because you want to provoke the curiosity of the kindlech. And if that's the case, that's why you eat it twice, having nothing to do with mitzvah tzrichas kavan or not. Look at the words of the Braisa. The Braisa said that Afal Pisha Tibur Chazeres Mitzvah Lahavi Lafan of Chazeres. If you're just provoking the interest and the curiosity of the children, it should say Meviim lefanav. In fact, that was the lashon of our Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah, the Amud Aleph doesn't say anything about mitzvah. It says Eviu lefanav metal v'chazeres, and then it says Eviu lefanav, and then they brought again the chazeres and the charois. It doesn't say mitzvah lahavi. Oh, the fact that this Tana insists on using the word mitzvah, he's emphasizing because you were not yotzei the mitzvah of moror until now. Why weren't you yotzei? Because maybe you were not mechavin, maybe you were, but maybe you weren't. So therefore, you bring it a second time, and now you're mechavin. Now l'shem mitzvah smar. Fine.
You've said several times the necessity to stimulate the interest of the children.
Exactly.
Is that an essential part of the Seder night?
So that absolutely, absolutely,
are not interested or do not show curiosity or questions that you've not fulfilled the...
You're absolutely right. The reason why this is such an important feature is because you referred a moment ago to the word Haggadah.
Right.
What is a Haggadah? That's that complicated book with all the mitzvahs that you say. Why is it called Haggadah? It's based on the pasuk V'higadat levincha b'yoymahu leimor Ba'avir zeh osa l'shem li b'tzeis mitzrayim. The key mitzvah on Seder night, besides eating the matzah and the mor and the afrikoyim and the abrikoises, the key mitzvah is Haggadah V'higadat levincha. You want to go and tell your child exactly what happened. Now what happens if your child is not interested? Your child is interested in thinking about sports, about Ichweis, who's going to win the Tampa Bay, it's at Ichweis in New England, or something or other, it's the Redskins, you know, you'd say Redskins anymore, right? Yeah, discriminating against somebody or other.
That,
I'm sorry? I'm saying, so you got to be very careful, Ichweis. So delete that from the tape. But the point is that, Rabbi, where are they from? From Boston, is it?
Washington football team now.
Oh, Washington, okay.
Really?
Anyway, but the point is, you want to provoke and incite and excite all of your children that they should go and ask the Arba Kashis and be up for the whole entire Seder. That's why we have the whole Indian that Arba Kainan. Why do you have the stealing of the Afikoyman? You want to go and instill in your children a mid of stealing? But we want them to be up, and then they're going to negotiate, and they're going to try to extort from you all types of vacations and all types of toys and things like that. Anyway, the point is, it is a major, major feature, and that's why we have the karpas. The sole reason why we eat the karpas at the beginning of the meal is not because we're all dying and we're hungry, and that's why we're going to eat this little halba kazayas of a potato or a radish. It's to go and provoke the kids to go and ask questions.
So it's one of the components of this, of the Seder night.
One of the major components of the Seder night. Yes, absolutely. Fine, so with this, it's a very biggie. That's why we started off today talking about it at such great length. And now we put it two dots and we start a brand new shtickle, and that is, we said in the Mishnah that on the Seder plate, on the Kara, we bring in besides the matzahs and the chazeres and the charoises, all to shnei tavshilin. What are those two tavshilin? Om Ravuna, silk of aroiza. Silk are beets, and aroiza is orez, rice. Is rice. And, says Ravuna, those can't be beat. Those are the two that you bring for the Seder plate. Rav have mahadir as silk of aroiza. Yes, rice. Says, sorry? Yeah, wait, don't be nervous. Mitch, I'm going to get to it in a minute. Says Rava, a Rava have mehader as silk of aroiza hoil v'nofing mipume de Rav Huna. What is the Gemara telling us? What the Gemara is telling us is when Rav Huna gave the example of silk of aroiza, it was lav dafka. He doesn't mean that we should now start a new minig in Klal Yisrael. Everybody should put in beets, and they should bring in rice, and this is givaldik. In fact, the Rishbam says immediately, the kol shkein shnei minei basar. So although the Gemara hasn't told us yet why we bring in the two tafshilin, we already mentioned it in our Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to say it about 7 lines from the bottom of the Amid. If you just skip ahead for a moment, you'll see 7 lines before the bottom, Rav Yosef Omer Tzorach Shnei Minei Basar. You have to bring in two types of meat, Echad Zecher LePesach, V'Echad Zecher LeChagiga. The Karban Pesach, everybody knows Karban Pesach on Pesach night. You'll all recall that earlier on in our Masechta we spoke about the Chagigas Yodalit. That was a special additional Karban that people brought on Yodalit and Erev Pesach, so that when they eat the Karban Pesach, it should be Nechal Al Hasoiva, that they should eat it at the conclusion of the Seder meal, and they should now fill themselves with that finishing touch. That's the dessert, that's the afikoman, that is the Karban Pesach. But how do you make sure that you are full until then? Well, you bring another Karban, ein simcha le basar v'yayin, so you have the other basar to kind of fill you up halfway, and now you finish it off by the Karban Pesach.
And this year, Erev Pesach Shalios Shabbos.
What about Sedin?
We don't. After his mom. It's considered to be
whatever you're going to go and say is going to be correct. The reason is because it's a machloikis. We had a machloikis between the Rabbanan and Ben Tema. You recall Ben Tema said earlier on in our Masechta that you have the Chagigas Yadalit even if it comes out on Shabbos. That's correct. So whether or not we should or should not change the Nusach in the Haggadah, I leave that to you. But the point is, in a regular year when Erev Pesach falls out during the week, it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, Kuli Almoidi, you have to have the two. But you're saying that if this year, theoretically, you don't need to have that second Tavshil because this year it's Erev Pesach Chol Yosef Shabbos, and if we didn't bring the second one, however, could have been Tema, they did.
The Shabbos question is that the Almoidi is not.
No, it doesn't, according to the Rabbanim.
Are you
allowed to
breed
carbon
after Pesach? Yeah, we talk about the tzli, doesn't talk about
the Pesach. It does, of course.
Let's see which places.
Right here.
Okay, so Shkoyach Mendy points this out to the second place before the end. Echad Zeichel Pesach v'Echad Chagiga kishechol Yedal Lios b'Shabbos ain tzorach rak b'shul Echad v'Chagiga Siyal ain adoichas b'Shabbos v'Yoyim Rebein Rebi v'Mikol Mokim ain l'chalik t'dom l'choyvim v'Hayinim v'Yichem l'asish shnei tefshilim v'Gam Yeishloch Hashem l'yas v'Bishar Pesachim v'Ein Shemuchshah Hashem ono oizim av'gav l'tzorach, etc. So what Toisis is saying over here is that even though technically this year we don't have to go and have the Zechel Chagiga because we would not bring a Chagiga Siyadalit because Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, nevertheless, Loi Plug, otherwise if we're not going to do it this year, next year we're going to forget, and we're going to be, you see, last year we didn't do it, here we did this year,
blah. But then,
the Baruch Hashem Migdash, we'll say, Toysi says, if you want a Moshe Aharon, you want, okay, you look at the rest of the Toysi. So therefore we do it. Think about this whole machloik is between Tanakama and Ben Tema. We had this back on the Ayin, so you can look back over there. And it has to be sleep. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zok Gemara Vayter. So, although Rav Huna said Silk of Haroiza, he also agrees to Rav Yosef that Shnei Minei Basar is even better. All he's saying is that this is also good. You don't have to be Mak Bedavka Shnei Minei Basar. Silk of Haroiza is also sufficient to remind us of those two Tavshilin of the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga. We're not finished. Rav Hamhadr Asilka Varoise. Rav was Davka. He would go to all the stores and make sure to get beets and to get rice. Why? Since Rav Huna uttered those magic words, Silka Varoise, by Rav this was considered to be Kodesh V'Tohar. This is the best since Rav Huna said these words. Even though Rav Huna only meant it as, you know, stam example. Rav Huna said those words. Azat Tarik Le Rav Huna, stam words have a lot of weight to them, and he took that on as his personal custom. Says the Gemara, Omer Vashi Shmamino, Trafuna less the Chayish Shmamino Mirafuna, less the Chayish Lahadr Biyachman Nuri. Based on what Rav Huna did, we see that nobody cares about, we don't pass him like Rav Yechman Nuri. What's Rav Yechman Nuri? The sign of Yechman Nuri, I met. Oir is min dogano, Bechayav al Chimutse Kores, Vadi Yitzim Bo Yedei Chavasai Be Pesach. What does the Gemara mean to say? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri held, contrary to the way we hold, that there are only five minim that you can go and use for matzah, and only five minim is there an iser of chametz. What are those five minim? The chitis oira, and the kusmin, the kaisemes, and the shemoy the shul, and the shipoin. Those five separate minim, the wheat and the barley and the spelt and the oats and the rye. Says Rabbi Yechim Nuri, no, there's a sixth one. There's orez also rice. And even today, as you know, a lot of people eat rice bread and rice cakes and things of that nature. Ah, says Rabbi Yechim Nuri, it's a mindogenu. And v'chiyom v'chimutzei karis. If you have orez that you cook, you got to be careful that it shouldn't rise and become chametz. And v'adu v'tichu v'tichu v'pesach, you can go and make matzahs out of it. Now, how could you go and take orez and go and cook it for yontif? Don't you have to be noivis at chas v'sholem? You're going to go and osili dei chimutz li dei kares. Says our Gemara, you see from Rav Huna that we were not concerned about Rav Yechman Nuri's psak, because we don't really hold that orez is a mindogon, but rather, like the Gemara said earlier, the fact that it rises is not considered to be real chimutz. It's really more li dei sirchon. It's spoiling as opposed to rising as purposes.
So we can have rice on Pesach?
Sorry?
We can have rice on Pesach?
So, mi'ikr hadin, yes. Mi'ikr hadin, yes. However, the Ashkenazim are knowing not to eat it. But I think that's because of the Gzeira, not because of this Gemara, but because of
Kitnius.
Shkoyach. Because of Kitnius. Kitnius means potential beans. What does beans have to do with anything? So that's not our Gemara today, but Kitnius, there was a major Gezeira that was brought about for a number of reasons, but Kitnius and Odas would be part of that Kitnius Gezeira, but that was something that the Ashkenazim accepted and not the Sfarim.
The Sfarim until today, Rabban Yosef used to have a rice cooker on his table on Pesach night.
Beautiful.
Rabban Yosef.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Okay, getting back to our Gemara, so far we had the beets and the rice. Says now the Gemara, Chizki Omar, Afilu Dag Ubeya Sha'olam. You don't even have to have two separate minim. You can have fish and smear it with some egg on top, have that as, you know, as one food item. Nevertheless, it has a status like two foods. So Chizki's Chiddush over here is, I agree with Rav Huna that you need basically any type of food item, but I add a chiddush even if the two could be viewed as one. It's also considered to be two. Also enough. Rav Yosef said, no, Turkish name you have to have two types of meat. Echazich lepeis ve'echazich lechagiga. And of course, that makes a lot of sense because both the chagigas yudalit and the karm pesach were both meat, so you have two pieces of meat. Ravina Omar afilu groma ubishula. The word garam or grommet means a bone, a shank bone. Ubishula and soup and gravy from that is also considered to be two separate minim. Rishbam says chatichas baser umarak shenis bashla boy. You cooked some meat in soup. Now you have a little soup and you have a little meat. You have a little bone. Also enough. Just have to have the two symbolic shnei minim. Again, our custom, as everybody knows, is we have the zroa and the beah. That's usually a little wing from the chicken, as well as a beya, as well as an egg. Zoktimora weiter. He also wants whether both of them have to be broiled or not. That's a very interesting question. Rishbam says that one of them is broiled and the other one is boiled. See, if you look at Shnei Minei Basar, about seven lines to the bottom, Shnei Minei Basar, Tzli, Keneged HaPesach, umavushal keneged chagiga. Kach pirish abein chananel meroimi tzli keneged pesach umavushal keneged chagiga. And therefore, we should just boil the egg. However, you'll notice the toises on the bottom, three toises above the end, brings this pirish abein chananel shnei bina basar pirish abein chananel tzli zechel pesach umavushal zechel chagiga v'loy nehira the kaimelon keben tema. That's who we spoke about before. Then chagiga necheles elat sli masisin asik avosei lekachnir the travay b'fushalim v'chein mash maloshen tafshilin. Both of them should be cooked and not roasted. Why should they both be cooked? Because b'zman hazeh you're not supposed to have sli. Why not supposed to have sli? Because you don't want to have people saying that I'm eating karm pesach. So they should both be cooked. Nowadays we don't eat the zroya and beya at the seder. So therefore we do typically roast the zroya after all. Anyway. And there are many people that take even the egg and they put it a little bit into the fire to get a little bit dark, a little bit brown. Fine. Anyway, back to our Gemara. Pshita.
How's an egg?
Sorry?
How's an egg? Maram is the chagiga.
My recollection is that the egg is maram is the chagiga, that it's a second eating. But why dafka an egg? I mean, obviously, egg is no worse and no better than the silk of aroiza, yeah. That you have two tafshil. The reason why you take an egg is the zeichel l'chorben. Chorben is in English, anytime an avelis is symbolized by the egg because it's round and it's galgal achoyzer ba'olam. So we eat eggs because it's a mourner.
What does that have to do with chagiga?
Chagiga, can we bring the Karim chagiga today?
No.
Why not? Why can we bring those two kabanas?
It's
because of Chorben is in English. That's why we take one of the two, we take an egg. We could have taken beets, we could have taken rice. If we were Svardim. The reason why we're going to take an egg is to go and combine anything. Yes, you can take anything you want to, according to our Gemara. The reason why we're going to take the egg is to remember Al Tzaveidus for the Bismikish. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, let's go back now to the famous case of the Karpas and the Morar. Yes, Brother Shai.
So, this is what's on the Kara. This is what we're talking about. Shnei Tavshilin on the Kara.
Correct.
We're talking about.
We're not talking about eating them, we're talking about bringing them into the table.
Okay.
Good. So, the Gemara Pshiteicha the Ikas Shar Yerokas Mevorach Ashar Yerokas Boyer Pri Adama. Now we're talking about the brachas. Until now, we spoke about that you have two of them. One of them is a mitzvah, matzah, semrami yachlu. The other one is to excite and provoke the children for Hagoda. Now the question: what brachas do we make? Zokti Yemara. If in fact you have other vegetables like potatoes and radishes, then on the carpus mevorach Ashar Yerokas Boyer Pri Adama, like we know. The Ochlin eats it. V'hodin, later on, it wasn't necessary. Later on, when we eat after the matzah, we eat a little more, it's enough. Thank you. V'hodin, mevarach al-chidus mar. And after that, we make a sepa, and that's our minig today. We make al-chidus mar. And in most Haggadahs, it says that when you're eating the karpas, you make the very pre-dummy, you should have in mind, not only for the karpas today, or at this point, but also for the chidus mar later on in the suit. The Ochlin eats that later on, he eats the mar. What happens if you only have one type, you don't have multiple vegetables, you only have chasa, you only have the lettuce, what do you do? And in other words, according to Rav Huna, there's no difference between whether you started off with the regular vegetables or you start off with chasa. Same procedure, first bari priya dama, later on al achidus mar. Maskel Rav Chizda says now to Rav Huna, la'ach shemila kreisa hemenu choyz mevorach alea. The person has already stuffed himself with this karpas. Lav dafka. It just means that he's already eaten morar at the Seder night. Why an hour later did he make a brach al achilas morar? You already ate morar. Elom Rav Chizda, may yikar mevorach alei bar pri adama vi al achilas morar. In fact, when your karpas is salad, it is chasa, romaine lettuce, then in fact you should go and make two brachas at the outset. And achilas mar viochel, v'lapsoif, and later on again ochel achilas chasa. You should again eat the mar later on v'loy bracha. Now you're saying why? He already made all the brachas and he ate it and he had a shear. The reason again is because of v'garat levincha. We want to provoke the children that they should ask, Tati, we already ate mar. How many times do you have to eat mar tonight? So that's the purpose of eating it a second time. So now, who's right and who's wrong? Do we paskin like Rav Huna, that you make the brachas separately, or do we paskin like Rav Chisda, that we make the brachas together? Says Besuria Abdi Krafuna. And Suri they did like Krafuna. First by Priyadama, and later on, the second time, you're going to go and make the Alechidus Mar, even though you ate Mar the first time. Rav Sheish and Brede Vishua Ovid Krav Chizda, Velchasa Kavasi the Rav Chizda. That what? That if your soul karpas, the sole vegetable that you have available to you, is only romaine lettuce or only chrein or whatever, then you make both brachas at the outset, both the bracha of Bayer Pri Adama and Alechilas Mara, and only later on, when you eat the Mara the second time, you make it without a bracha. Okay. Stop over here. Have a wonderful day. May it should be continued tomorrow.